Shkoyach. Good morning, all.
Good morning, Rabbi.
We continue in our discussion of the halachos related to Tisha B'Av in the 3 weeks, and in particular, we're going to take a bit of a shift for just a couple of days to talk about the general halachos of Zecher L'Chorban, remembering the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. You see, because most people don't necessarily realize that it's not just the 3 weeks that we mourn the Beis HaMikdash, but it's really 365 days a year. Every single day we're supposed to be mourning the Beis HaMikdash in one way, shape, or form. And of course, this comes back to the very well-known verse of Im Ashkechi Yerushalayim Tishkach Imini. If I forget you, Jerusalem, then it's like I forgot my right hand. And so there's a general understanding that Chazal made several takanos, several decrees, in order for us to be sure to have a remembrance of the fact that we are lacking something in our world nowadays. And probably one of the two of the most important ones that are probably the least kept nowadays is the notion of that our homes are themselves should not be overly fancy. One should not have a palatial type of home. And of course, you know, all you got to do is go to Queens and you see every single home looks like a palace. And that's true, unfortunately, in a lot of different areas. And so it must just be that for whatever reason that certain groups don't hold of this. But as a general rule, our homes are not supposed to be exceedingly beautiful, because how can we have a beautiful home when the main home, when the Beis HaMikdash, is not here? Moreover, there is a halacha that if a person is designing their home anew, that they should go ahead and leave a square, an amma by an amma, like a foot and a half by a foot and a half, totally unfinished, and that should be sort of across that first, the doorway when you enter in. Again, this is also something that I think a lot of people may not be careful of, probably because at the end of the day, most people are buying homes that have already been built, and if you buy a home that's already been built, then you are not explicitly obligated to leave any sort of a square. It's only if you are building the home and you are then going to leave a space unfinished. There is a theoretical custom that a person can have if you paint the home to leave a square, but even that's not necessarily as obligatory as if you were building the home itself. All right, there are a few more halachos in this arena, but we'll stop right here. I'm going to conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani.